You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations. Cause I love you so, and you're so good to me. I'm going to plant a magnolia tree, and it will grow tall, but we will grow old. Then I will dig us a deep, wide hole by the magnolia tree. And I will go first, then you will join me there in the shade of the magnolia tree. You in a dress and me in a suit, we'll lie together in the tangled root of a magnolia tree. And our flesh will rot, but our bones will not scatter. The roots of that tree will bind us together. In life we're married by a preacher in church, death we'll be married in rich black earth by a magnolia tree. And when we're gone, our children will come in the pouring rain and the burning sun. They will find comfort in our memory, shade, shelter under that tree, the magnolia tree. So good to me, I'm going to plant a magnolia tree, and it will grow tall, we will grow old. Then I will dig us a deep wide hole by the magnolia tree.
Welcome to Rotations on 3CR Community Radio. Thank you to Freedom of Species for another fantastic show. 3CR broadcasts from Wurundjeri land in the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Folks out there in listener land, I have a surprise for you. Celine is back.
Hi. Yes, hi, I Celine. Am back. Hi. Hi, Brendan. Thanks for having me again.
Where have you been, Celine?
I have been in Queensland for 18 months, and I'm back. hopefully permanently. Yes. And
how did you find the studios when you walked back in?
Exactly the same. Nothing has changed at all in the last 2 years or so.
We'd like since everything I've been to be here. Exactly the same at 3CR.
Yeah, and some of the stuff that I've done is still on the wall somewhere. I feel like I belong again.
Welcome back. And how have you been generally since returning?
Brendan, I have been so sick.
Oh.
Just a PSA for everyone listening in. It is not true that if you get the flu, you can't get it again right after the first flu, because you can, and it'll be a different type of flu. And that's what happened to me. And I'm still sick, as you can hear. I've been sick for a month.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're over there, even though it sounds like we're right next to each other.
I'm much better. I'm actually much better.
You're not contagious.
No. And you were sick before I was.
We wouldn't do that.
Weren't you? You were sick before I was.
Yeah, I've had my yearly flu this year as well. Yes, it's been.
But you didn't get two back to back.
I didn't get two back to back.
Yeah, it's quite stunning that I was able to do that.
Huh. That's a good theme for today's show, isn't it? Sickness. We just started with a song called Magnolia Tree by a US outfit called Truck Stop Honeymoon. A married couple, I believe. And that is about marriage and devotion. So how about a theme of in sickness and in health? We can explore.
Yes. Sounds good. When Brendan came up with this theme, I didn't think we'd be able to do it, but we have. So you're in for a treat.
Staying in the married theme and also the sickness theme, here's a song by a Victorian outfit called Sick Day, and the name of the band is Old Married Couple.
Tripping over mason jars and not getting into the laundry. Wash clothes, now I don't have anything to wear. Stay inside. We can call in sick or even say we died. I've never felt more alive when I'm wasting my days away and wasting my time. Never felt more alive.
I think we should lock the doors and close the windows.
I think we should try that new position that we saw in that movie. In that movie. I know we are wasting opportunities to take care of our responsibilities, but I'm not responsible. Cause we really wanna stay. We can both come out to play some other side.
We can call in sick or even say we've died. I've never felt more alive when I'm wasting my days away and wasting my time. Never felt more alive. I've never felt more alive. We can both come out to play some other day.
That was Sick Day by The Old Married Couple, and you are listening to Rotations on 3CR. Okay, so the theme of our show today is sickness, as decided by Brendan. That was a great idea.
Well, and you, or the virus inside you.
Well, I allowed it. And we're going to go to a different type of sickness, one about addiction. So this whole thing started because I got very interested in the Chinese migration to Australia and all the stories around the White Australia policy at the time. And then obviously I went down a rabbit hole and ended up investigating the opium wars. So story time, buckle in, because this is going to be a wild ride. So opium is obtained from the seed capsules, not from the flower itself, but from the seed capsules of the poppy plant. Some derivatives from opium in use today include morphine, codeine, oxycodone, and of course, heroin. An interesting fact is that in preparation for World War II, the US Army contracted farmers in Sinaloa in Mexico to grow heaps and heaps of opium for morphine because they needed it for the war and for the soldiers who were going to be injured in the war. So the history of the use of this drug goes back to 3400 BCE, where it was cultivated in the Mediterranean, and it got to Egypt, Greece, the Islamic societies. It was even brought back by the Crusaders when they came back from the Crusades. And then it got to Britain, and guess what? They used it for laudanum. I did not know this, but laudanum is 10% opium and 50% ethanol or something like that, which was famously prescribed to women for menstrual pains and what they termed hysteria at the time. Obviously, it was also in China at the same time that it was everywhere all over the world. But it was a luxury item and it was used for tea ceremonies and by the higher ranking officials to show that they were cool because they had access to opium. This all changed in 1773. What happened then was Britain's military commitments in Europe and troubles in America caused them to run short of silver. This is what they used to trade with China. And they would buy tea and silk. And they were, as we all know, very partial to their tea. They were running out of silver. So they said to the Chinese, hey, can we swap you for goods? And the Chinese said, no, we're good. Please keep paying us in silver. So they made the decision to start selling the Chinese opium because around that time they had gained control of all the opium fields in India, particularly in Bengal. And they knew what they were doing. It's all on record that they knew what they were doing, to the point where there were people in Britain who were quite against what they were doing ethically, but obviously not enough to stop what they were doing. So
history just repeats, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, exactly. And so I'm getting all this information from this history book that I've been recommended. And the history book describes it this way. The Chinese peasant took to smoking opium even more assiduously than the British had taken to drinking tea. And the effects were catastrophic. so that's what happened. And then eventually the Chinese government realized that they were losing more silver than they ever had before. And so they had an argument, which has been recreated time and time again regarding different types of drugs. And the argument was, do we tax it or do we ban it? And the guys who wanted to ban it were under the impression it was a moral and ethical dilemma, and that's why they wanted to do this. So they got this guy, Lin Tzu Sui, who was on that side, the banning side. And in 1938, he wrote a letter to the Queen to say, can you guys please stop doing this? And
the Queen of England, I assume.
Queen Victoria. Apparently, the letter never got to her, never was addressed. So he took it upon himself to confiscate a lot of chests from the merchants. He confiscated 20,000 chests, all with the Queen Victoria logo on them. And he mixed them with lime and salt, and he tossed them in the bay. And so that was the start of the first opium war. So the British got mad that he had done this, and they sent two warships in. And at the time, the Chinese, their war technology wasn't great. So obviously they didn't do very well in that war. And that war ended in 1842. And that was the year the Treaty of Nanking was signed, when Hong Kong was ceded to the British in payment for all the atrocities, apparently, that the Chinese had committed toward them. This treaty provided nothing to the Chinese people and everything to the British. They wanted more ports. They wanted access to everything the Chinese had. And that's what happened. There was another war after that a few years later, and that was the British and the French together, who basically took over Beijing. And it was around that time in the 1850s that the migration of the Chinese to Australia began to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's when opium was introduced to Australia as part of the gold mine, the gold rush that came to Bendigo and other areas. So anyway, that's a little story on the introduction of opium to Australia. And a little history on opium itself.
A little background. Thank you, my learned friend.
And I did really look long and hard for a song about opium, which there is none, or not in that sense anyway. And so instead, we picked a song which is a very traditional popular folk song called Ye Liang Dai Bia Wo Te Xin, which means the moon represents my heart. And I used to sing this song to my grandma when I was little. It's the only Chinese song I know. But here it is. We're going to share it with you. And this is a cover by Gary Goh from Singapore.
Thank you. 山，我爱你有几分？我的情不移，我的爱不变，月亮代表我的心，轻轻地歌吻，已经打动我的心，深深地断情，叫我思念到如今。我爱你有几分？你去想一想，你去看一看，月亮代表我的心。你去想一想，你去看一看，月亮代表我。
Little pause there. This is Rotations on 3CR. My name's Brendan and I'm here with Celine, and we're doing the theme of In Sickness and in Health. And that was a song called Plastic by a band called Joppy, originally from WA but now resides in good old Melbourne town. Plastic, it's everywhere, isn't it?
Well,
you just can't walk around without ingesting it.
You said that you can just wash something and there will be plastic.
Yeah, that's right. You can
peeling off of it.
Yeah, you can wash a plastic utensil in the sink and little bits of microplastic are washing off, going into the sea.
Does that mean when I eat out of a plastic container that I'm eating some of that container?
Yeah, I suppose
might
so.
Might as well take a big bite out of it.
I'm not a scientist, so don't quote me on this, but I have read articles that have studied the amount of plastic that's in, you know, a human body by the time of death,
mm-hmm.
and it's quite substantial. Like the brain itself has microplastics in it.
That's scary.
Yeah. So we've sort of become plastic. It's a big problem. And staying on the theme of sickness, there's an institution that uses a heck of a lot of plastic and a lot of disposable plastic too, and that's hospitals or the healthcare.
And universities, when they do research, they use a lot of, like, when they do pipetting, they do use little plastic pipettes. Plastic everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because things need to be disposable for safety, but we're also poisoning the environment. Hmm. Too big of a discussion for a music show.
Yeah, let's do that on another show.
But do tune into Earth Matters, who discuss, or Out of the Blue on 3CR, two programs that discuss these kinds of things. But for now, let's hear a song called Hospital by Eilish Gilligan.
I don't know who you are when you call me in this state. In the dark, but you're buried in the blank. I'm halfway out the door. I pull my shoes back on, and all these voices in the car turn them up, 'cause I control them. And you don't ask for help from anyone else, and I don't ask for help. I wish I could be a hospital, rooms and beds for anyone at all. Every need is met, every heart and every head. Thoughts over coffee in the morning, a catch in your voice, betray that complicated feeling. I'm just trying to be a friend to you at least, but that's not what you need. Move like ask for help from anyone else, and I don't ask for help.
Have you heard of long COVID? If you or someone you know have had COVID-19, you may still experience symptoms weeks or months later. There are many symptoms of long COVID, but the most frequent are extreme tiredness, shortness of breath, and muscle aches and joint pains. Anyone can experience long COVID, including children. You can find information in your language on the Health Translations website, healthtranslations.vic.gov.au. Just type long COVID as a keyword.
A 3CR supporter.
You are listening to 3CR Community Radio on digital and online 3CR Radical Radio.
You're listening to Rotations on 3CR Radio. And the last song we heard was Hospital by Eilish Gilligan. So, Brendan, I read somewhere too that when you get the flu, you can also get anxiety. And I heard a few people who, well, myself included.
I'm just sanitizing my hands.
Yeah, I know.
Keep going.
Yeah, and it can last for up to 2 weeks after you get better from your flu. Isn't that interesting?
Yes. Well, I get anxious about a lot of things anyway, so
you just...
maybe I wouldn't notice.
So... just an FYI, when Brendan suggested the theme for this show, I was like, no, that's never going to work. And then I had a friend send me this next song that we're just about to play. Thank you, Oliver Brand, for sending that in. And I sent it to Brendan straight away and I was like, we can do this. We've got it. So the next song coming up is Get Better by Alt-J.
Hallelujah, I'm listening to a recording of you sleeping next to me. Acapella, I'm listening to you cover Elliot Smith's Angelis. It's these times I'll need if you go. It's these times I'll need if you go. So get better, my darling, I know you will. Get better, my darling, I know you will. Get better. I'm drawn to the motorway, the cold whoosh of trucks passing. There's night time under sodium light. The orange bed is so quietly. A younger you and a younger me meeting at the serpentine. I am yours, you are mine. Happy birthday stuff smuggled in a card I made. It rests under your pillow. Oh, and out of I see you, you cringe at all the I love yous. The card were tied to life of one by a row. At this time, I wanted you to know. At this time, I wanted you to know. Get better, my darling, I hope you will. Get better, my darling, I hope you will. Get better. I'll start the day with tiramisu, raise a spoon to frontline workers. And underfunded principle, they risk all to be there for us. A younger you and a younger me, meeting at the serpent time. I am yours, you are mine. You are the baker, I'll christen this new era with the smell of freshly baked bread. You're a teller, I'll keep it in the cellar. You're always a fan of that spread. 6 months on, there's a car crash outside the fire brigade. Using the jaws of life, no flush at night. To sound your return, I still pretend you're only out of sight. From garden bouquet, I threw it at the fire brigade. I was admonished and told to go back inside. From the living room window, I stand and watch the white sheet go over the family car, and I close my eyes. I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend you're only out of sight in another room. Smiling at your phone, I still pretend. Hey, younger me, hey, younger you. Meeting at the serpentine, the beginning of spring, you wore those yellow ripped jeans. Y'all look to find my 2009. Your shyness stoked my boldness. Shall we go in? I smile. Your hand warmed walking through the gallery.
Get better.
I know I will.
Get better.
My darling, I know I will.
That was Get Better by Alce, and you're listening to Rotations on 3CR.
Does anyone else out there need a moment?
We need a moment.
Bringing it down on 3CR. That's a beautiful song.
Mm, yeah, it really is.
I'm glad you found that.
Well, thanks again to Oliver Barand who sent it in. So leading on from that, we've got another song. So the song mentions COVID and what happened during that time. Another song that comes to mind from around that time, I guess, was during COVID when all the no one could travel and all the airports were kind of shut down. There were a lot of overseas Filipino nurses stuck all over the world if you've ever been to hospital, you would have probably run into a Filipino nurse. And these guys, they couldn't go back home. They were separated from their families for very long periods of time. And there was a song that kind of represented that for everyone. I wasn't a nurse, but I ended up learning this song and sending it to my dad. And it just kind of united all the Filipinos who were overseas who couldn't get to their families. It's called Walang Hanggang Paalam by Joey Ayala, and which basically means the never-ending farewell.
If only we could all write songs like that. It's like when Leonard Cohen said, if I knew where all the great ones come from, I'd go there every day. That was Joey Ayala with Walang Hanggang Paalam.
Very good.
And it's a beautiful musical language, Tagalog. Can you give us a quick overview of what that song is saying?
Yes, I would love to, particularly the chorus, which is always what gets me every time. So the chorus is, our love is an infinite farewell, and while we are far away, our hearts come ever closer. Though we be far apart, we are together from the opposite corners of the world.
Oh, and so you can see why it was an anthem for those times. Yeah,
It was because some of us, a lot of Filipinos would go back at least once a year to see their families around Christmas time. And I remember I went to do must have been a test or something. And I said to the Filipino nurse who was there, I said, when was the last time you've been home? And she said, it's been 3 years. Mm-hmm. And she was really sad. It was very hard for them to be away from their families for that very long time.
Very fitting for our theme, I think.
Yes.
Sickness, love. This next song brings in both. Love sickness.
I'm so curious about this song. I have not heard this song, and the title is amazing.
This is by a Tasmanian artist called, it goes by the name of QE, which I think means question everything. And so the artist's name is Jackie Collier. And this song is called If I'd Stayed Married with Andy.
Big if you or someone you care for is struggling with a mental illness or other disability and you need someone to talk to, you can call the Wellways Helpline. Wellways Helpline is a volunteer support and referral service that provides information to people experiencing mental health issues or other disabilities, as well as their family, friends, and carers. We're here to talk if you are feeling socially isolated, seeking information about mental health or mental health services, or just need someone to talk to. As a peer-based service, everyone working at Wellways Helpline has a lived experience of mental health issues or disability. Wellways Helpline is a national service and operates Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., excluding public holidays. So if you're struggling yourself or are struggling to help someone else, please call Wellways Helpline on 1300 111 500. That's 1300 111 500. Wellways supports 3CR.
It's the sale of the century, brought to you by The Sporting Record. It was a great success last year, so we're doing it again. We're bringing all the usual stuff, records, bric-a-brac, 3CR merch, plus we're going to try some new categories, plants, Christmas stuff, and vintage sporting apparel.
The 3CR Garage Sale, in the 3CR car park at the rear of 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy. Part of the official garage sale trail. Sunday the 16th of November, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. See you there.
Oh boy, I remember that theme. That was from a show that we won't mention on 3CR because it was on commercial television. But I'm sure older Australians,
like you,
like me, we'll recognise that theme. Garage sales are great for mental health.
And are they?
I think I'll be along there. Well, depends. Depends whether you need the stuff or not.
I always need stuff from garage sales. I am really looking for. Are they going to be selling some hoodies? I hope.
They'll be selling hoodies.
The 3CR hoodies.
They'll be selling all the usual merchandise. Yep.
I'm ready. I'll be there.
They'll be selling records.
Yes, that too. What about the old CDs? Is that that box of old CDs? Are we dragging that out?
I heard that CDs are not very popular anymore.
Which I find so upsetting, actually.
Yeah.
I was so upset when all the cars stopped having CD players. My last car used to eat CDs, but it would play them as well and then eventually eat them up. But I missed them so much.
Eating CDs is bad for your health.
There's another microplastic issue.
There's a lot of plastic in a CD.
I didn't do it. The car did it.
Yeah.
Mm.
And as a result, spat out some very toxic material into the universe.
But we miss CDs is what we're saying.
We do. We're all catching a disease called capitalism. Speaking of, it's the end of the show. Thank you. It's great to see you again, Celine.
No, thank you for having me and doing our regular eclectic shows, as always.
Coming up next is Queering the Air, as usual. And it's going to be another fun-filled show. To take us out, which song did you choose?
I have chosen, apparently to some people's disappointment, Catch My Disease by Ben Lee, an Australian artist.
Who complains bitterly about not being played on the radio. So here you go,
How
Ben.
Ironic.
The way I like it. So please like it, and that's the way I like it. She'd tell me about the winds from Santa Ana, and that's the way I like it, and that's the way I like it. She'd tell me she loved me like fireworks, and that's the way I like it. So please, baby, please, open your eyes and catch my disease. So please, baby, please, come on and catch my disease. Good Charlotte on the radio, and that's the way I like it. They play Sleepy Jackson on the radio, and that's the way I like it. Yeah, that's the way I like it. I hear Beyonce on the radio, and that's the way I like it, 'cause that's the way I like it. They don't play me on the radio, but that's the way I like it.
No, no, no.